This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadga with news. So, top stories first. Nepal's political parties seeking ways to form an alternative government after Prime Minister lost vote of confidence. Nepal reports additional 33 corona-related deaths lately today. Essential medical supplies are being brought to Nepal from China this afternoon. And WHO classifies India's coronavirus variant of global concern. Now the news in detail. The political parties seem to be active to form an alternative government in Nepal after Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli lost the vote of confidence in the House of Representatives. The party's activeness is seen after President Vidyadevi Bhandari called on all the parties to form majority government by Thursday. The president has allotted the parties 3 days' time period, asking them to present their claim to the government by 9 p.m. on Thursday. President Bhandari called on parties to form a majority government pursuant to Article 76 and Sub-Article 2 of the Constitution of Nepal. After Prime Minister lost trust vote, Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba, CPN Mao Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal and Janata Samajbadi Party leader Upendra Yadav on Monday issued joint statement calling for the formation of alternative government. However, Janata Samajbadi Party Chairman Mahant Thakur and leader Rajendra Mahato have stood against the formation of new government. Meantime, the main opposition party Nepali Congress has called the meeting of its office bearers to discuss the contemporary political issues. The meeting has been called at 3 p.m. at NC President Sher Bahadur Deuba's residence in Balwata, Budanilgand. Additional 33 corona-related deaths have been reported in Nepal lately today. 12 deaths have been reported from Gandaki province, while 12 have been reported from Banki district. Similarly, 5 corona-related deaths have been confirmed in Birganj of Parsa district, and 4 deaths have been reported in Kanchanpur district. The essential medical supplies are being brought to Nepal from China today. The Nepal Airlines Corporation's wide-body aircraft is coming back from the Chinese capital, Beijing, this afternoon. The national flag carrier wide-body flew to Beijing on Monday to bring empty oxygen cylinders and ventilators provided in grant assistance by the government of China. Prince of Bahrain S.S. Mohammed Hamad Mohammed Al Khalifa has successfully scaled the world's highest peak, Mount Everest. According to the Department of Tourism, a team comprising 12 members of Bahrain's royal family and 36 Nepalis reached Everest summit between 5:30 a.m. and 6:45 a.m. on Tuesday. Director of the department, Mira Acharya, said this is the first ascent of this spring season. The team has also become the first international team to climb Mount Everest after its height was deemed to be 8,848.86 meters above sea level. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now to some international updates. The World Health Organization, WHO, has classified the coronavirus variant first found in India last year as a variant of global concern. It said preliminary studies show the first variant mutation spreads more easily than other variants and requires further study. WHO says the variant has already spread to more than 30 countries. 3 other variants from the UK, South Africa and Brazil have been given the same designation. The bodies of at least 40 people have washed up at the banks of Ganga River in northern India. The discovery near the border between the state of Bihar and Uttar Pradesh was confirmed on Monday. And it is not clear how the bodies came to be there, but local media reports suggest they may be COVID-19 victims. Some India media reports say as many as 100 bodies have been found and that their condition suggests they may have been in the river for several days. Countries worldwide have appealed for calm after days of unrest spiraled into retaliatory attacks by Israel and Palestinians. The US, the European Union, and the UK have urged Israel and Palestinians to lower tensions as soon as possible. The violence escalated on Monday night after Palestinian militants fired rockets toward Jerusalem. In response, the Israeli military launched air strikes against militant targets in Gaza Strip. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa, but before wrapping up, top stories once more. Nepal's political parties seeking ways to form an alternative government after Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli lost the vote of confidence. Nepal reports additional 33 corona-related deaths lately today. Essential medical supplies are being brought to Nepal from China this afternoon, and WHO classifies India's coronavirus variant of global concern. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.